Back at Martin Stadium, this has been the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff here on Kicks Country 99.5, the Lions Eye Football Radio Network. We, the officials, are down in the middle of the field. ESPN is doing their thing across the way, and we're almost set to kick this ball game off. The black hat on the field. The black shirt, rather. When he walks out with that black shirt on, standing down about the 20, he'll hold everything there, and that's where it'll stay until television says it's time to kick this thing off. And that's just one of the perks, or one of the whatever of playing on national television.
Yeah, a lot of times if you've been to college games or NFL games and you've been there live, you'll see a guy in a lot of bigger stadiums. They'll even wear big red mittens, say, and a red hat, and maybe a red vest, so that they're really visible to the officials, so they'll know when they come out onto the field and they give them signals about when there's 30 seconds left, that kind of type of thing. A little bit unusual for us in the high school level, but excited now for this game to get kicked off. I know we talked about this week the excitement of this ball game, but once the thing is kicked off, then it's taking that excitement and bringing it back down into check and being able to play under control but with still that kind of enthusiasm and making good decisions. And that's going to be difficult for both teams.
It will be. I want to remind you that on Tuesday night at 6:45 at Austin's Cattle Company, it is the Lions Eye Randy McPherson's Coach's Show. Coach Mack and I will sit down Tuesday night at 7. We'll be on air at 6:45. He'll sit down at 7 o'clock, and we'll talk about this game. We'll talk about next week's game with Colquitt. We'll have a lot of players there, and we'll be there celebrating another great big Wintersville win for our Vikings.
Speaking of Colquitt, they've jumped out to an early lead against Tipton, 15 to nothing.
And
did they start at 7:30, I hope?
Yes, they
okay.
did. Yeah.
And that's not surprising. We kind of expected that.
Yeah, speaking of TV, guys, these two schools are not shy on TV. They've both played on TV.
However,
these players may or may not have played on TV. I think the last time these two schools were covered on TV was this game 2 years ago.
It may have been. I know we had it on CSS over at Bazemore Hyder a couple years ago. You hear the crowd as it comes to its feet. We are in an open-air booth. Absolutely love being here at the Concrete Palace at Martin Stadium as we are high above the field, getting the crowd reactions to everything that goes on. Wow, Wes, as I look across the other way, there is not an empty seat in this stadium. The band is full. The visitor side is full. The home side is full, and so is the sideline.
Never has been. Darius Lacy is waiting for the black hat to step off the field.
Look at the tuba.
Bill and Wes,
yes.
Time for Toe to Meet Leather, guys.
There we go.
Back deep, Tyquan Lane back deep, along with Jordan Williams on the near side and Nick Bergman on the far side. The official has stepped off. Lacy, the ball on the near hash mark on the press box side. And in just a moment, the 2011 Wintersville Classic is underway. The 50th meeting. Ball kick taken by Williams at the 11. Picks it up, falls down, picks it up again. He's at the 15, and that's where he'll go down at the 14-yard line. Now with all your first half play-by-play action, here's my partner, Bill Osborne.
I think you kind of winded yourself on that kickoff. Williams thought he had a great open field with that. He just couldn't quite bring himself together.
Yeah, Bill, that kick was kind of a low line driner, kind of like a Matt McEnstein-style kick. Hard for him to judge, and he just bobbled it. The Vikings take over, first and 10 from their own 15-yard line.
Lance Gerald, your quarterback. He goes into the shotgun. To his right is Mike Moore. Out wide is Nick Bergman and Josh Clemens to his left. Bergman in motion, goes to the far side. They give it to Mike Moore up the middle. Mike Moore just picks his way through the middle of the field and picks up about 6 yards. And it'll bring up a second down and 4 now for the Lions Eye Vikings.
They took their 4 defensive linemen and stacked them almost shoulder to shoulder and then spread them out a little bit.
Looking down on the field again, we stay in the shotgun. Gerald calls, barks out the play. Still in the same formation. Clemens, far side. Bergman in motion. Again, a handoff to Mike Moore up the middle. He's got open grass in front of him. He continues to run down to the 40, and he'll be downed at the 41-yard line and a flag on the play.
We're going to have a face mask. Now, whether it's a 5 or a 15 will be determined But that's all it should be when it's that far out.
Guys, one thing to remember here now, Coach McPherson is synonymous with going deep against the Wildcats in the first series or two, so keep that in mind here.
And that was the call. A 15-yard personal foul against the Valdosta Wildcats. That'll move the ball across the 50 to the 44-yard line. 11-19 kicks off in the first quarter. No score here as the Vikings on their opening drive. Lance Sherrill again, no huddle. Goes quickly in the same formation. D. Daniels in front of him. To his right is Mike Moore. Mike switches side. Josh Clemens to the far side. Nick Bergman to the near side. Bergman again in motion. There's the snap. Gives to Bergman on the power sweep around the left side. He goes to the 40, the 30, and he's hit there and run out of bounds by the Wildcats, number four, Jason Jelt.
Yeah, Nick Bergman on the speed sweep was able to get the corner. Great job stealing that corner on the end. He was able to pick up about 15 yards on the play.
It was exactly 15 yards. And if you look, our offensive line is doing exactly what we need to do.
It's first down and 10 for the Vikings at the 28-yard line. That is the Valdosta 28-yard line. The Vikings have just marched down the field here in this opening drive. Same formation. Bergman to the near side. Goes in motion. Gerald calls for the snap. Gives to Mike Moore at the middle. That time they filled the hole, but not before Mike picks up about a yard, maybe two on the carry.
Vikings, Cats in that 4-4 defense, like I said, they've got eight men, as Taylor told you they were going to do, have eight men within that six-yard box. Now they back out of it just a little bit.
We have not changed players or formations, and now we do get a change as Tyler Vanderzanden comes in at the fullback position, and D. Daniels checks out. Gerald in the shotgun, calls for the snap. It goes over his head. He has to just fall on it, and did he get it back?
He did, back at the 45.
He was trying to pick it up at first, then he just fell on it. What a big, big mistake for the Vikings on a second down and nine.
We lose 16 on that play.
Could be one of the reasons of maybe a wet ball on that snap. We haven't seen that too much from the Vikings.
That'll bring up a third down and a taxi ride of about 25 yards for the Vikings. Still on the Wildcat side of the ball, of the field. 9:32, the clock continues to run. No score, Vikings opening drive. Gerald takes the snap in the shotgun, looks downfield. He's got an open receiver, but he overthrows him, and it's intercepted by number four, Jason Jelt, as the Wildcats will take over at their own 20-yard line after a turnover by Lance Gerald. Lance looked down the field. He had an open receiver, just overthrew it.
Yeah, that was a good play right there by Jelt. One of the things that you want to eliminate is turnovers, and we're going to take a TV timeout.
Let's take a two-minute break. We'll be right back after this. The Wildcats come out with a first down and 10, and they go into a shotgun, and they try something deep, deep down the field with quarterback number four, Shelby Wiltz. He overthrows the ball in coverage for the Vikings. Was that number 31? I believe that was. Brandon Roberts had great coverage on the hip pocket of the wide receiver. It's second down and 10 now for the Wildcats. Wildcats in a tight formation. They're going right to left on your radio dial. Quarterback under center takes the snap. Gives to his running back in the backfield. That's number 21. And that's Terrence Foster.
A five-yard gain by Foster just right up the middle. Just nothing fancy. A little buck play. And they're trying to come back and get him in doable third down territory.
8:57 left in the ball game here, and no score. Go ahead, Marty.
Bill, that is Malcolm Joseph. If he wears 21 on offense, Terrence Foster wears 21 on defense. That is Malcolm Joseph, a sophomore running back in there carrying the ball for the Wildcats.
Thank you, Marty, for the correction. Wildcats now go into a shotgun as Wilt calls for the snap at the 20. Takes the snap, looks over to his right. He's got an open receiver, and that is number 8, Tyran Watkins. He'll make the completion at about the 33-yard line and a first down and 10 for the Wildcats.
Kevin Brown hit him immediately upon catching that ball, Bill and Taylor, but not till after they had gotten that first down, like I say, after the 34-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Cats on our side of the field.
Yeah, the Cats right there in the shotgun just ran a real, real, real skinny post. He was able to hit the receiver. First and 10 from the 39-yard line, 34-yard line.
Wilkes now goes back under center. His receiver, Watkins, to the near side. Twin receivers to the far side. Takes the snap, gives to the running back in the backfield. That's number 13, and he'll be pushed back behind the line of scrimmage, but they're going to give him forward momentum to a to the 35-yard line.
Watch Trey Jackson on that play. Trey plays the Mike linebacker. He lines up on the tight end side or the wide end or the wide side of the field. Read it perfectly, met him at the line, but his momentum pushed him forward for a 2-yard gain.
That'll bring up second down and 8 now for the Wildcats. 7:45, the clock runs. No score here in the first quarter. Wilkes again now goes in the shotgun. Twin receivers to the far side, twin to the near side. Running back in the backfield with him. Waits on the snap. Looks down the field. Looks. And they just crush him in the backfield. And I'm trying to get a number to see who that was on the tackle. Looked like 67 and 65. D'Angelo Edmonds and number 67. That is Stacy Wright in there for the tackle and the sack. That'll bring up a third down and 12 now for the Wildcats.
Bill, Matt Frazier was in on that as well. And Matt is one of the kids we talked about in the first, before during the pregame. He is playing in. He played linebacker for us all year, but he's playing in right now. Just made a great play.
7:02, the clock continues to run in the first quarter. No score. Wilkes goes back under center with a third and 12. He's got twin receivers to the near side. Puts the receiver on the far side in motion. Comes across the field. Now he's got trips to the near side. Takes the snap. Looks downfield. Looks. Makes an open throw, and he has a receiver, but he just overthrows him, and that is number 12, Gerald Davis, and in on coverage for the Vikings, number 34, Tevin Brown. That'll bring up fourth down for the Wildcats.
For all you listeners out there, please forgive us. The Wildcats have a bunch of double numbers on their roster, so it's going to be tough for us to know exactly who is on the field at the time.
Marty's going to keep us straight down there. Matt Loudermilk, the punter, back in temp formation. We've got back deep to receive Tyquan Lang and Jordan Williams. Left-footed kicker. Jordan Williams calls for a fair catch as it drives him back to the 24-yard line. And that's where the Vikings will take over on their second drive of tonight. And we do have a TV timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Martin Stadium, 6:32 left in the first quarter after the timeout. Go ahead, Taylor.
That drive for the Wildcats, 2 minutes, 41 seconds off the clock, went 14 total yards, 6 plays, 2 of them were runs, 4 more passes, 1 first down. They ended up resulting in a punt.
All right, the Vikings line up in the spread formation. Lance Gerald is the quarterback. He's got twin receivers to the near side. Takes the snap, gives to Mike Moore right up the middle as Mike Moore just plows his way through. And they're going to mark him just beyond the first down marker, and that'll be enough for a first down for the Vikings.
He comes off that right side behind that big offensive line. No sons of thunder. And all they're doing is just opening up a hole over here. We found something in this defense so far.
I don't think Coach Mack will shy away from it either, guys.
Gerald goes in the shotgun. He sends Mike Moore to his left side. He's got a wide receiver on the far side, twins to the near side. Takes the snap, picks up, throws over to Nick Bergman out here in the flat. Nick Bergman just got a shoestring tackle at about the 47-yard line.
Jason Jelks in on the shoestring tackle for the Wildcats. That'll bring up second down and about 5 minutes and 52 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Still no score.
Still no score. Tyquan Lang checks in the game. Now, Tyquan Lang on offense had a great, great game two weeks ago.
Gerald still in the shotgun. Now they send Tyquan out wide in the slot, puts him in motion, takes the snap, fakes the handoff to him on the power sweep, and Gerald tries to go up the middle, and that'll be absolutely no gain. It looks like maybe a yard.
Yeah, one of the impact players on that defensive side of the ball for the Wildcats was Michael Wakefield, number 96, in on the tackle there. Brings up third and about 7.
Tyquan not quite sure where he was supposed to be, and I think that confusion kind of threw us off. Tyquan still in at the wingback spot. Gerald takes the snap, looks downfield, looks. Now he hits. That's number 36 for the Vikings. Right down the right side, that's Kevin Orr, as he picks up another first down for the Vikings.
Kevin Orr, 5'10", 200 pound junior, and just slipped him out of just off the line, Bill. Look where he lined up in the slot and just eased off the line.
Exactly like Bill said, roll him out to one side away from that defensive end, hit him on the nice little out route.
We are on the near hash mark as Lance Gerald checks the armband. Looks to the side. He's got the play. He's got receivers to right and left. He puts Jordan Williams in motion around the left side. Williams tries to find a hole, and he is met. That is number 87 or 97?
97, that's Wakefield. Wakefield said, hello, this is the Wintersville Classic, Mr. Williams.
Looks like 27, the linebacker.
You're right, it is. I couldn't tell because of the way the fold was. That'll bring up second down and a long nine for the Vikings. They are just beyond the 50-yard line on the Viking side of the field. Clock continues to run at 4:17 in the first quarter. No score here. Lance takes the snap. Fakes the handoff on the inside. Looks down the field. Tries to make a catch. And no flag or anything, but it looked like number 31 for the Wildcats. Maurice Faison had his arms around our number 36, Kevin Orr, long before the ball got there. But no call. That'll bring up third down and a long nine for the Vikings.
Ball is in Wildcat territory, about the 48-yard line.
Vikings stay in the same formation. Nick Bergman far to the right side here, and now Josh Clemens will check in. He'll go to the far side. Mike Moore at running back. Kevin Orr at the fullback. Gerald in the shotgun. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looks down the field. He's got number 24. Oh! For the Vikings, number 24, Kevin Edwards, was open at about the 25-yard line. The ball hit him in the forearms, just couldn't bring it in.
That's a pass that you have to catch, Bill, no matter what the circumstances. When that quarterback puts it in there like that, you've got to make the catch.
He was wide open too, guys. That'll bring up a fourth down for the Vikings as Matt McEnstein will check in to punt. Back deep is Jason Jelks. Here's the lone returner as Matt McEnstein awaits the snap. There's the snap right to him. Good high kick over to the far side. Jelks calls for a fair catch. He doesn't get it. And they say he didn't touch it. I thought it went through his hands. And they do say that the ball was down by the Vikings. That was Justin Evans who touched it at the 15-yard line. And the Wildcats will take over first down and 10 from their own 15.
Yeah, the official was right there, you know, probably 5 yards away from the play. 3 minutes and 53 seconds to go. We got a TV timeout.
Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be right back after this. And we're back here at Martin Stadium. 3:53 left in the first quarter, no score. Vikings have punted it away, and it's first and 10 for the Wildcats at the 15-yard line. Quarterback, number 4, Wilkes, under center. Puts a back in motion to this side. Takes the snap, gives to the fullback, and he finds a little bit of a bigger than room, a little bit of a hole around the left side, and he'll be brought down about the 22-yard line.
That last drive for the Vikings, 2 minutes and 39 seconds off the clock. Went 27 total yards, 7 plays, 3 of them are runs, 4 passes. We got 2 first downs there, guys.
Bill, that was almost an 8-yard carry by their fullback, so it's going to make it, 7-yard carry, so it's going to give him 2nd and 3.
Wildcats in the huddle. Now they break. Wilkes comes to the line of scrimmage, goes under center. He's got wide receivers to either side, one spread out to the far side. And we're going to be called for jumping off sides. That's number 47 for us. Tyler Altman, who's been out for the last 2 weeks with a knee injury, and his first time back here on the field. I know he's excited about doing this, being out here tonight, and unfortunately he jumps too soon.
That'll give them a first down out to about the 33-yard. That's the 33-yard line. Bill, you look at them this time. They've come out in a double tight formation.
Wildcats again in their huddle. Break the huddle. Wilkes under center. He's got trip receivers to the far side. Now he puts his tight end motion and moves him to the other side. Strong side on the right. Turns, throws the ball to the short guy. And that is number 14 on the catch, Yardley Payne. And he'll pick up about 5 or 6 yards on the play.
He just ran a little 5-yard curl.
Yep.
He's able to find the receiver on that play. 2 minutes and 37 seconds left to go in the first quarter. We got a tie ball.
They had three receivers over there on that play, and we only had 2 defenders. Quarterback spotted it, and he just stood up and hit the little hitch route.
Good eyes, Marty.
Second and about a long 4 for the Wildcats. Ball at the 34-yard line. Wilkes now goes into the shotgun. He's got 2 receivers to the near side. Pulls his tight end off the line. Now puts him in motion. brings him to our side. There's the snap, gives to the running back around this side on a little speed sweep, and he'll get just about nothing as he'll make it to the 35-yard line, a one-yard gain.
Not before James Mathis was able to make the tackle there for your Vikings. Brings up third down and about long three, maybe 4 yards, 1:49 to go in the first quarter, 0-0.
Wilts, the quarterback, had gone to the sideline to get the play. Now he comes back to the huddle. Viking defense trying to incite the crowd. You hear it behind us as they come to their feet. Wilts goes under center. He's got twin receivers to the near side, a receiver to the far side. Now he brings that receiver in tight. Brings him off the line. Puts him in motion, goes to the right. Still waiting on the play. There's the snap as Wilts thinks about going down. And it's Matt Frazier with a big hit in the backfield as he brings him down. But we got flags all over the field.
And we got flags on both sides. I'm thinking you're going to have procedure of the penalty against the Cats.
You do, and the referee looked at Coach Mack and wanted to know if he wanted to decline it. And he did decline it, and that's going to bring up a fourth down, guys.
No, they moved it back. It was a dead play. It was a dead ball play. They had stopped it, but we had continued on with the play.
I got you.
They're not moving it back, guys. We did decline it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that is a second sack for Matt Frazier on the play there. Number two for Matt on the game.
Thank you, Marty, and they did exactly. I thought they had called a dead ball. And they go into a punt formation as Loudermilk stands about his 15. And back deep for the Vikings is Williams. Williams stands about his 35-yard line. Jordan Williams awaits the punt. Long time waiting. Clock continues to run 50 seconds. There's the snap. There's the kick. A little directional, and we've got a flag over here. Jordan Williams calls for a fair catch at the 35. The clock will stop. But we do have a flag, and it looks like it might be a legal procedure against the against the Wildcats.
And
that's right, Bill, it is. And he asked the coach just then if he wanted to take it. I couldn't tell what he said, but it was a legal procedure against the Wildcats.
Decline it.
We're going to decline it and take the ball.
Yeah, we'll take the ball at our own 35-yard line where it's first and 10 with 39 seconds left in the first quarter. No score here in the 2011 Wintersville Classic.
Got an update from region play over in Colquitt County. Colquitt leads Tiff 29-6.
So first down and 10 now from the Vikings' 35-yard line. Lance Gerald brings the team out from the sidelines. He goes into the shotgun.
So far tonight, we have won the battle of field position.
Yes, sir. We've got to finish, though.
Lance has got two receivers to the near side, one to the far side and Josh Clemens. Takes the snap from the shotgun. Gives to Bergman. Around the end on a reverse to Josh Clemens on a halfback pass. He takes the pass. He throws it to D. Daniels. D. Daniels is one. That's Jordan Williams. That's the five. Touchdown, Vikings.
We got a flag. We got a flag.
Illegal downfield.
We got a flag on the play.
Illegal downfield. Folks, that one's coming back. It's coming back. Illegal downfield.
What a great call by Coach Mack, though.
Well, the play took so long to kind of to gel, and Josh Clemens had to jump over the player.
Yeah, it was. I say illegal, ineligible receiver. What happened was our guy lined up. Our wide receiver, the guy who actually caught the pass, was lined up on the line of scrimmage with another receiver on the line of scrimmage at the same time.
Yep. That'll bring it back. Negates a huge touchdown for our Vikings. Backs it up 5 yards, and it'll be first down and 15 as the clock is sitting at 24 seconds left here in the first quarter.
Got to love the creativity by the coaching staff on that play.
Well, we've done that once already, and it didn't do nearly what that did. All right. The clock will start on the snap as Lance Gerald looks to the sideline, waits on the play to come in. He's got Josh Clemens to the far side. He's got twin receivers to the near side. In the backfield is Mike Moore and D. Daniels. There's the snap. Gives to Mike Moore over the left side. Mike picks a hole through the middle, but he'll be knocked down by number three. That is Jacquez Jelks of the Wildcats. He'll pick up about 2 yards and brings up second and 13. The clock continues to run under 10 seconds in the first quarter. Vikings look to the side for a play as the clock hits 1-0, and that's the end of the first quarter. We'll take a 2-minute break. No score here from Martin Stadium. We'll be right back after this on 99.5 Kicks Country. And we're back here at Martin Stadium as we're just about ready to get underway of the second quarter. No score here tonight. The Vikings have continued to move the ball up and down the field. We've hurt ourselves. We turned it over on an interception, and we had a play call back that was a touchdown on an illegal player downfield. And now we find ourselves in second and about 12 on our own 33-yard line.
Yeah, we have definitely won the penetration so far in this game.
All right, Vikings ready to go. Lance Gerald in the shotgun. Twin receivers to the near side. One to the far side, and Clemens takes the snap. Rolls over here to the near side. He makes the throw over to Vander Zanden. Vander Zanden finds the hole, brings it across the mid strike down to about the 45-yard line, and they're going to mark him down at the 47, where it'll be first down and 10.
Let me tell you what made that play. Brandon Roberts, number 31, was out front deep. Pulled back to block a guy, and the guy got by him as he went to block him, pulled his hands back. The official was reaching for the flag. Brandon said, made the smart move, let the guy make the tackle rather than get a penalty.
All right, first down and 10 now for the Vikings as Lance Gerald looks to the armband, gets the play. He's got twin receivers to the far side, Mike Moore to this side. Gives the handoff to Mike. Mike turns the corner around the right side. He's got an open field. He's running to the 30, to the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Vikings!
I see you, Mike Moore.
And the best part about that, guys, is
no
laundry on the ground.
What a great run, and that was all Mike Moore. Once he got through that line of scrimmage, he was going to the right side. He cut back across to the near side, and then he just outran that defense to the end zone. Vikings in the swinging gate. Jason Crum, your long snapper. Garrett Fuller, the holder. And Matt McInstein to attempt the extra point. It's 6-0 right now with 11:25 left in the second quarter as the Vikings open this second quarter with a touchdown. They wait on the snap. There's the snap, the hold, and they fumbled the hold, and Garrett Fuller has to fall on it, and that'll be what the score is, 6-0. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Martin Stadium with 11:25 left in the second quarter. Vikings go up 6-0 on a touchdown run by Mike Moore. Go ahead, Taylor.
That drive for the Vikings, 1 minute and 1:14 off the clock, 65 yards, 3 plays, 2 runs, 1 pass, and 1 first down.
Marty, when you get a chance, give us an update on what happened on that snap down there.
All right, Matt McInstein set to kick off now for the Vikings. Back deep for the Wildcats. Looks like number 7, Sherrod Inman, and
13,
that is number 13, Nelson Herring. Those are your deep receivers. Matt, toe to leather, and that one's going to come down about the 1 yard line and then rolls off their hands into the end zone for a touchback. And the Wildcats will take over first down and 10 from their own 20. That one could have been disastrous.
That's one of those things, again, that struck us in the first kickoff of the game. One of those low, hard line drivers. Hard for the return guy to get a hold of it.
And that came out of the hands of number 7, Sherrod Inman. Very lucky that it rolled into the end zone for him for a touchback. First down and 10 now for the Wildcats. Vikings in a 4-man front. No, 5-man front, sorry. As Wilkes goes under center, he's got twin receivers to the far side, one single receiver to the near side. One running back in the backfield. Takes the handoff, looks downfield, got a chance to pass, and he just ducks out from underneath the defenders, and it's Trey Jackson who brings him down at the 20-yard line, but we do have a flag on the play.
There is a flag on the play about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. You got to think it's holding, but we'll wait and see the call.
Well, it's stoned by the umpire, and that's what 99.9% of the time, that's what you're going to get. Taylor is holding, and he goes over. There it is.
Let's talk about what Wilkes did in that play, though. It was a hold, but the way he ducked under our defenders, what a great job for him to get away.
Nice little play action on that play. If you remember back in the McEacher game, play action sometimes causes trouble for our defense.
Wes, I was just going to give you an update. They said that was just a hold there. Guys are down here practicing, and they're going to be ready next time.
So it was a hold, not the snap.
Well, that holding call just cost him 12 yards. He goes from the 20 back to the 8.
First,
do it, Bill.
First down now for the Wildcats at their own 7-yard line. They put a player in motion. 3 wide receivers now to the far side. They give to the fullback in the backfield. He's brought down by number 65 of the Vikings, and that is D'Angelo Edmonds. from that nose tackle position, and he'll pick up maybe a yard.
10:49 to go here in the first half. Vikings drew six, first blood, 6-0. Wes James along with Bill Osborne and Taylor Biddle. Marty Rogers on the sidelines. And, yes, that is Bill Osborne you hear doing the play-by-play.
And, Chuck, to your right.
And we've got, what's your last name, Chuck?
Chuck Lawrence.
Chuck Lawrence is keeping the stats for us, all our drive charts.
All right, the Wildcats in a second and long situation. They've got receivers to the far side and to the near side as Wilt goes under center. Five men front for the Vikings. They put him one in motion, and there's a flag, and that's going to be a delay of game. Comes from the back, Judge. There was, they took that long time in that huddle.
Mark off another 5 yards.
Somebody that can do math, give me a count. It's second and how far?
Well, 5, 10, 15, 20. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 32, 31.
The ball on the 4-yard line. As Wilkes goes under center, his running back's in the end zone. Puts a receiver in motion from the near side. Pulls out. Now he looks downfield, thinks about making the throw. It's James Mathis, tries to run him down. Now he just throws it away, and it goes into in and out of the hands of number 8. That is Tyran Watkins. And it's incomplete, and you're pointing down to, did the quarterback take a hit?
Yeah, boy, did he take one.
Quarterback took a hit there. He was slow to get up. It's going to bring up third down and 32 on the play.
Wilkes is taking a beating. James Mathis tried to run him down. Was it Mathis that made the hit?
I believe so. It's hard to tell being on the far side of the field. I think so. He's coming off.
It's third down now and 30-some-odd yards for a first down. What did we say it was?
32.
32 yards.
10:04 to go in the half.
Vikings lead 6-0. Wilkes in the shotgun. He's in the end zone taking the snap. There's the snap. Fakes the handoff. Now he gives it inside. And Tyquan Lang buries him at the 10-yard line. That gave the Wildcats a little bit of space to make their punt.
Moving from the 4-yard line all the way out to the 10-yard line, a 6-yard carry. And like I say, it does give them a chance to get set up so they're not standing in the back of the end zone.
Loudermilk stands in the end zone to receive the snap for the punt. Back deep for the Vikings is Tyquan Lang and Jordan Williams. There's the kick. They angle it to the side. What a booming kick to Tyquan Lang. He takes it, doesn't fair catch, pulls it right up the middle, and he continues to drive now right to the 50-yard line. They're going to give him the spot just over the 50-yard line, and we got a TV timeout. We'll take a 90-second break. Vikings lead 6-0. Welcome back to Martin Stadium. 9:25 left here in the second quarter as the Vikings lead 6-0. What do we have on that last drive?
The drive for the Wildcats wasn't a good one there. 2:07 off the clock. They had minus 10 yards, 3 plays, 2 of them were runs. They tried to pass one time. No first downs. Resulted in a punt. Vikings take over. 1st and 10 from their own 40, from the Wildcat 48-yard line. 9:25 to go in the first half.
As we said, the Vikings lead 6-0 on a long run by Mike Moore. Lance Gerald in the shotgun. He's got receivers to the far side, one to the near side. And we get a flag. This is going to be procedure, I'm sure. Offside.
No, offside.
They stop the play.
Offside defense.
That is the call. Offside's on the defense. That'll move it up 5 yards. It'll be 1st and 5 for the Vikings. They threw that flag, that flag very quickly. They had to have just lined up in the neutral zone. Vikings have not gone to a huddle tonight. They have just gone in that little loose huddle out there.
Nor have they gone to the wing tee, Bill.
Gerald in the shotgun. He's got twin receivers to the far side. Mike Moore in the backfield with him. Hands off to Mike. Mike again picks the hole across the middle, and he'll pick up about 7 yards and another first down for the Vikings. Lance took a hit. He's slow getting up. And Anthony Chandler goes back to check on his quarterback. He's up. And as he said Tuesday night, he said he's taking a few spikes on the double play. He can handle a hit. Vikings, 9:09. The clock will start. And they are going right to left on your radio dial. Lance Gerald in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Gives the handoff to Mike Moore. Mike finds a little hole around the left side, and he'll drag number 35, that is Jonathan Hester. About a yard or two, and that'll bring up second and eight now for the Vikings.
That play just a little bit slow developing. Lance getting the ball to Mike trying to find the hole. Had it just moved a little bit faster, you might be looking us down around the 20-yard line right now.
Vikings now have Josh Clemens to the near side in the wide receiver. Two wide receivers to the right. They give it to Tyquan Lang up the middle. Tyquan runs into two players, and then he just rolls out, but then one of the Wildcat players brought him down after about a one-yard gain, maybe two. Brings up in a third and about eight for the Vikings.
8:09 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading it 6-0.
Got a lot of substitutions coming in the game for the Vikings. They are in the huddle.
That's the first time they've gone to a huddle. Vander Zanden checks in. Those Sons of Thunder get over the ball. Anthony Chandler, the center. Lance Gerald in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the far side. Josh Clemens, the receiver, to the near side. Now he puts one in motion. Takes the ball, turns around, hands it off to Nick Bergman. Nick looks down the field, and then he decides to run with it, and that'll be a first down for the Vikings. Nick Bergman was looking to pass.
He was looking to pass to Josh Clemens on a fly pattern. It wasn't there. Nick Bergman saw it, Bill, pulled the ball down, and made that happen.
It's first down and 10 for the Vikings from the 23-yard line.
It would have been a tough pass for him because he was going to be throwing across his body. 7 minutes, 32 seconds to go. Vikings are on the 24-yard line.
Gerald in the shotgun, barks out the signals, takes the snap, hands off inside to Mike Moore. This time the Wildcats him up that middle, and he'll get nowhere. They'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and it'll bring up second down and 10. That's the first time that hole really hadn't opened even a little bit.
Yeah, the offensive line doing a great job tonight. They've got to keep making those holes so we can put some points on the board.
In the hurry-up offense, Gerald checks the armband. Puts Mike Moore to the near side. Beside him, Josh Clemens, the wide receiver, to this side. They hand off to Mike Moore around the right side. Mike finds a little bit of a hole. He goes down to the 10, and he'll be brought down about the 6-yard line where it's first and goal for the Vikings.
Mike Moore on the speed sweep almost, got to the edge, was able to cut back to the middle of the field. Vikings are first and goal from the 7-yard line, 6 minutes, 47 seconds to go in the first half.
Gerald looks to the sideline, checks the flip chart, now checks the wristband. He's got Mike Moore to his right. Twin receivers to the right, and we got a timeout by the Vikings. We'll take a 90-second break. Vikings lead 6-0 here in the second quarter.
It may not be TV.
And we're back here with 6:39 left in the second quarter as the Vikings lead the Wildcats 6-0 in the 2011 Wintersville Classic. It is first down and goal for the Vikings at the Wildcat 6-yard line.
Got TV timeout.
And TV was still out, so we couldn't tell. Again, the TV guy's wearing black. So when he comes off the black sideline, which is where Valdosta is, he's really hard to see. So he continues to stay out there. It was a TV timeout. 6:39, as we said, the Vikings 6-0 on a long run by Mike Moore. The hold was bobbled, and we missed we didn't even attempt the extra point. And as a result, it's 6-0 here in the second quarter. The Vikings have moved the ball, guys. I think that's not been the case. We talked about earlier in the season, I said my key for this was to finish, and we got to finish this drive.
Absolutely. We're making some great penetration into Wildcat territory.
We go to the wing tee now as Lance Gerald goes under center. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls out, naked bootleg, goes to Vander Zanden, and he's in for a touchdown!
Touchdown, Vikings!
I see you, Tyler Vander Zanden, and I see you, Lance Gerald.
We're going for two, boys. We're going for two.
Did I not tell you?
You called it. That formation there was not the typical wing tee where your wing backs are almost out like tight ends. They were in real tight. Disguised that they were maybe running out for a pass. Lance Gerald rolled out, made a great job. Vikings go up 12-0, but we are going for two.
Yeah, it's that naked bootleg, as Coach calls it, and it opens it up. He's got a run-pass option. We're going for two as the Vikings lead now 12-0. They send the tight end to the near side. We got a heavy side right. We send the other tight end now back to the right side. Lance Gerald under center. Calls for the snap. Fakes the handoff. Looks. Goes to go run inside, and they say he's in for two. He had a receiver over here to the right side.
They ran the exact same play, except the other way. Lance saw that the pass was not open, tucked it, got real close, dove in for the two-point conversion. We're going to take a commercial break.
Yep, it's 14 to nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. And we're back at Martin Stadium. 6:31 left in the second quarter. Vikings lead 14 to nothing as the Vikings set the kickoff now to the Wildcats. It's Matt Mackenstein teeing the ball up at the 40-yard line. Back deep for the Wildcats. Number 7, Sherrod Inman, and number 13, Nelson Herring. They'll stand about the 12-yard line awaiting the kick.
Each kickoff we've had tonight has been a long, low-line drive, mishandled by the receivers. Let's see what we can do here.
Matt kicks the ball off. This one a little bit high and short as Inman will take it about the 15-yard line, comes around to the left side, and he's met by a host of Vikings, but he's still knocked down as he got about 4 or 5 more yards after the initial hit. And the Wildcats will take over first and 10 from the 31-yard line.
That drive for the Vikings, 3 minutes and 6 seconds off the clock. They went a total of 48 yards, 7 plays, 6 of them were runs, a touchdown pass to Vander Zanden, 2 first downs.
Vikings lead 14 to nothing with 6:23 left in the second quarter. Wildcats now with the ball, first down and 10 at the 31-yard line. Wilkes goes under center. He's got a wide receiver to the near side. Toss pitch out to the left. That's number 13 for them. That's Nelson Herring, and he'll be brought down after about a 3 or 4 yard gain. He stays in bounds. The clock continues to run.
Bill, if you look at their offense, when they pick up yardage on the ground, it's because they go to a double tight end set, and that's what they've done right here now, trying to offset our speed at linebacker.
As we said tonight, Josh Clemens and Trey Jackson at that linebacker spot. We've stayed in the 5-man down front. Haven't really changed our base defense at all tonight.
Matt Frazier back at defensive end, and boy, this defense is working.
Wildcats make a double shift, send 3 wide receivers to the near side. Wilkes under center, takes a snap, stands up, throws the ball. It's completed to number 12, but he's hit immediately by Tyquan Lang, and he'll be planted right where he caught the ball and actually will lose a yard. Who was that on the completion? That was Gerald Davis.
Bill, that was actually Eric Hart came up and made the first initial contact there and held on till Tyquan could come and clean up. But a good job there by Eric Hart.
See, that's why we got you down there, Marty. We appreciate it because we can't see numbers sometimes. And I pick on Wes, and I'm under the gun now. 5 down and about 7 for the Wildcats. Wilkes goes under center. He sends 2 wide receivers to the far side. Out in the slot. He's got a 3rd one now. He brings him back. 1 wide receiver to the right. Lone setback. Takes the snap. Looks down the right side. Makes the throw. Catch complete to number 8, and he'll fall down, but not until he got the first down. That was Tyran Watkins on a wide-open pattern and picks up a first down for the Wildcats.
Trey Jackson came on the blitz, but just as he got to the line, it looked like he lost his footing there for just a little bit, or we might have had a little bit more pressure on the quarterback.
I was watching the quarterback there, guys, and he was looking where he was going the whole time. Our defensive backs are going to pick up on that later in this game, and they're going to make a play on that.
Wildcats on the near hash mark. 2 wide receivers to this side. They send 1 in motion, a wide receiver out to the left. Takes the snap, gives to the tailback, and he'll go through the line of scrimmage, but he's met by Trey Jackson after about a 4 or 3 yard gain. That'll bring up 2nd down and 7 for the Wildcats.
Talked to Trey Wednesday after practice, and he said, boy, he was asking about the change of the Josh Clemens being moved down to linebacker beside him. And Trey just a sophomore, and Josh Clemens a senior, and he said having that speed and somebody with the knowledge of playing that position said how much better it was going to be for him.
Sam Washington checks in at the right defensive end along with Matt Frazier on this side. 3:59, the clock runs here in the second quarter. Vikings lead 14 to nothing. 2 wide receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side. Lone setback. They fake the handoff. As he comes around the corner, that Sam Washington almost gets the sack, but it's there to clean it up is number 46, Matt Frazier. And Marty, talk about it. How many sacks now? Is that, well?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. It's so loud down here. But
I got you. That's
Matt Frazier's 3rd sack there, but you got to give a lot of credit to Sam Washington, who had the initial pressure on the quarterback.
Absolutely. Matt Frazier moving back to that defensive end spot. That's his home. Wildcats now with 3rd and about 20. Wilkes goes into the shotgun. beside him, number 10, Charlie Albritton, takes the snap. Looks down the middle of the field, now turns to his right. He's got a receiver, number 12, that makes the catch, but he had to bobble it just a little bit, and it's number 19 for the Vikings, Jamonte Wright, Jamason Wright.
No, it was Josh Clemens.
Josh Clemens, he was right next to him. That's why you saw that number. Josh Clemens, after the bobble was made, he was there to make the nice tackle. Wildcats will be forced to punt.
Back deep for the Vikings is Tyquan Lang and Jordan Williams. Loudermilk stands about his 22-yard line to receive the snap. Waits. There's the snap. Kicks over to the far side. A very directional kick, but it rolls back. As Williams lets it go, it rolls down. Just barely gets into the end zone. That one was dangerous. That ball had every chance to stop it inside the 5-yard line.
Hit about the 20-yard line, and luckily we got plenty of roll on that. It's just inside the goal line. The Vikings will take over. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. 2 minutes and 21 seconds to go in the first half. Your Vikings are leading 14-0. And, boy, would it be good to put some more points on the board going into halftime, guys.
Yeah,
it would be.
Go ahead, Marty.
I was going to say it would be, guys, there, but I got to give Jordan some credit there. Jordan Williams did not go back and try to make a play on that catch. It was a long punt. And, you know, with a 14-0 lead, you don't try to do anything where you might drop the ball and give the ball back to him. So that was a good play there by Jordan.
Lance Sherrill in the shotgun. He's got Mike Moore to this side. Takes the snap, gives to Mike Moore over the right side. That time, the Wildcat defensive line just crashed the line, tackled him in the backfield.
Really one of the first one or two times that they made penetration in our backfield. It's going to bring up second down in about 12.
Yep.
2 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the first half.
Vander Zanden checks in as D. Daniels checks out. Lance waits on the play. He's asked to run it again. He's asking again. He doesn't see the sign. Now he's got it in the shotgun. Long time. He's going to take this snap. Tries to put a player in motion. And, folks, the silence is Lance is looking to the side, trying to figure out what's going on. He's trying to put somebody in motion. And Anthony sees him move his hand, so he snaps the ball. Fortunately, we're able to fall on it.
It's so loud in here that Anthony might have thought that he had already called.
Well, why is the clock stopped?
Because of timeout.
Because Tiff called timeout. I mean, Cats called timeout.
There's a timeout for the Cats. We'll keep it right here as we don't see a TV timeout. Let's talk about that a little bit. He was just waiting to take the snap, and there was such confusion. He didn't see the play. Marty, could you see anything down there that really was just throwing Lance off?
I couldn't, guys, and the coaches are down there trying to say that, you know, we had the play called, and I think there might have been some confusion. Lance was trying to get somebody lined up right, and so he wasn't looking for the ball, and, of course, the center snapped it. Now sometimes that's what happens when it's loud in here. The center hears Lance talking and thinks Lance is calling a snap, but he's really talking to another player, and I think that's what happened there.
Now, you've got a great vantage point down there on the sidelines. We hear the reverberation of the crowd. We know it's loud. How loud is it really down there?
Guys, I have to admit that it's loud at times, and then there's times where it's just very, very quiet. We really need this crowd to get into this game and stay in this game because, you know,
All right. It's third down and about 23 for the Vikings. They are at their own 8-yard line. Lance in the shotgun. He's got twin receivers to either side. Four-man front for the Cats. They put Mike Moore in motion. And it's Lance Gerald right up the middle as he finds a hole, and that's going to pick up a bunch of yards. He's going to be just short of the first down, about a yard.
If he's even that, probably about half. Well, yeah, about a yard. They're marking him down at the 29. We got 1 minute to go here in the first half. It's going to be fourth down, Bill.
And we don't appear to be bringing the punt team out, but I think we're going to let the clock run down here. Maybe call a timeout at the last minute. I'm surprised that Valdosta does not call a timeout here.
Both teams have two timeouts apiece.
We just sit and watch the clock. And Coach McPherson is standing by the side judge. He's going to call a timeout. It's 35, 34 seconds, 33 seconds. And there is a timeout as we have 31 seconds left in this half. Vikings lead 14-0. Let's take a 30-second break. All right, we're back at Martin Stadium at the 2011 Wintersville Classic. Our Vikings lead the Wildcats from across town 14-0. We have 31 seconds left in this first half, and the Vikings find themselves in a 4th-and-1 situation with the ball on our own 29-yard line, and we send out the punt team. We ran the clock down to get rid of as much time as we possibly could in order to not give Valdosta a whole lot of time. Matt will wait to receive the snap. Back deep to receive, to field it is number 4, Jason Jelks, for the Wildcats. He stands about the 40-yard line. There's the punt. Drives him back, and the ball will hit at the 30, the 25, and it continues
to
roll to the 20. And down inside the 20 to the 18-yard line, and the clock runs down to 19 seconds, and the Wildcats will take over first down and 10 from that 18-yard line with only 19 seconds left in this first half.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Coach came out here and took a knee or just maybe a little run play to get to the half.
Get his kids in there. We'll keep it right here as the clock goes down into the half, and Marty hopefully will get a few words with Coach McPherson as he goes into the field house. And we may have to compete with television tonight because they may want to get a few words with him as well. Wilkes goes under center. He's got receivers to either side. Now puts a man in motion. Over to the far side. Takes the snap. Hands off to the tailback, number 21. That's Malcolm Joseph.
Yeah.
And he'll be run down after a loss on the play. The clock continues to run. 4, 3, 2, 1. And that's your half. Vikings lead 14-0. Go ahead, Marty.
Great first half. Your team takes a 14-0 lead in the halftime.
Yeah, we played a good first half, I tell you. We're still shooting ourselves in the foot here and there. We just got to come back next half and put a better half together.
Coach, beautiful play there in the first half. Unfortunately, called back for a touchdown there when Josh threw the ball. What did they tell you happened on that play?
He had a lineman downfield.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
There we go. Thank you, Marty. Vikings lead 14-0 here at the half of the 2011 Wintersville Classic. We'll take a 5-minute break. When we come back, we'll have some halftime entertainment for you. You're listening to the Barry Broom All-State Insurance Halftime Report right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.